Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We got your emails. We got your voicemails. Web crawlers,
hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag Episodes. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is where we play your voicemails and do anything else that we might need to do. Do we have any reviews or emails that we need to get into?
No.
Perfect. Let's get into the voicemails.
We got a lot of voicemails.
Hell yeah.
Voicemail number one.
Hey guys, it's Carson City, Brittany.
Hello.
I'm just calling and listening to the latest episode of Bimbo News with the Fish Bandit. I'm about to eat an apple with some peanut butter. And then
I love that snack.
Me too.
Buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Yum.
Anywho, I was pro Fish Bandit. And I went onto his Instagram with all of his, like, ATM fishies and the cigarettes in the mouth and the cop car, and that was great. And then I looked closer at the one when he's in the bathroom, thought, B, you're okay. Go lay down. Go lay down.
Puppy?
Go lay down, puppy.
Anyhow, I was, like, all about him. And then I looked closer at the video where he has the fish taped to the bathroom stall at the Bass Pro Shop. And you can see that the fish is, like, opening and closing its mouth. And
it's alive? What?
So I'm anti-Fish Bandit.
It was still alive?
Yeah, because, like, I don't want any creature to suffer. I know people say fish can't feel things, but come on. No one wants to suffocate to death.
No!
So if you guys check out that video, you can see that the fish is moving a little bit. It's moving its mouth.
That is a bird.
It's still alive. So now I'm anti-Fish Bandit, but
me too.
I don't know. Thought I'd bring it down a bit. Sorry.
The bird.
Love you guys. Bye.
Where do you find a live fish?
Anywhere.
The ocean?
The restaurant? Just go into the tank at a restaurant?
You can't, don't you?
I think at fish markets, some of them are, I don't know. I actually don't know.
Right. Do they have, like, tanks and stuff?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
Oh, that's horrible. What a douche.
Leave the fish alone.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Allie and Melissa. This is Anna. Listening to the mailbag episode where the lady sang opera to you guys. Mm-hmm. And then
gorgeous.
About vending machines and wanting to do your own. I've seen tattoo places that have vending machines with the flash tattoos.
So, that's smart.
Like, not a true vending machine, but like the little coins with the gumballs. Remember those? They would put the stuff in those little, the flash tattoos inside of the little ball jar thing. And then people would just put a quarter in and turn it.
That's
and whatever
cute.
They get, that's what they're getting tattooed. But also, you could sell feet pics in those.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you could.
Now we're talking.
Polaroids?
Yeah, now we're talking.
Polaroids.
Or just going to be pictures of me eating a banana.
Feet pick vending machine.
That's. You're an Genius. Entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur.
Genius. Okay, next message.
So I heard about the Liv Moss Vegas. Hey, we're not doing that, Mickey. The Liv Moss
lives in a zoo.
Taco Bell. And then you guys talk about the Taco Bell orgy.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to tell you guys that people were looking for lube at that orgy, and they didn't have any, so they used the nacho cheese. And all these girls got like really bad infections in their pussies.
No.
So it's really sad.
Wait, really?
Sorry, I'm just you.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. I believed it. That party seemed haywire. I was like, oh my God.
You know, how do you know they didn't? You don't know they didn't.
Oh, God.
You.
Hi, I'm still watching season 4 of 90 Day Fiancé. The mm-hmm. last time I called, I wasn't in the right mind. But the couple I was talking about at first, I was talking about Matt and Anya from Russia. Matt was from Kentucky.
Oh. They're still married, I think.
Been married 3 times before.
Oh, wait, I don't know who this is then.
Present person. I think George has a kink. I think George just likes Anfisa treating him like a ATM.
Oh,
I kid. Actually, I think George. The last episode I saw them in, I felt like her annoyance was justified because they couldn't find a place to live, and that is annoying. To say the least. Okay. 90 Day Fiancé. I like it. Anyways, also I just wanted to say this show has really, like, held me up. Like, I just finished listening to your first message from What's Up Weirdo. That just got me thinking, like, you've got me through, and you continue to get me through a hard time. My mom passed on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
And
so sorry.
It was very, like, it was a hard fought fight against cancer. It was liver cancer. That was very hard to watch. But this show is so, like, it's just so, like, positive, and it's a little community, and it's so warm, and I just appreciate that.
Nice.
I'm almost out of time. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry you're dealing with all that. Yeah, but we're glad that we can be a help and, you know, a family to you.
Yeah, listen to us talk about Kate Middleton conspiracies.
Yeah, going missing.
Just try to lighten the mood a little.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hey, ladies, this is Maggie in Chicago. I'm just listening to your voicemail bag. The window show, I'm not sure. Here's what I know about window shows.
The window show.
The Crunkles. The Crunkles.
The kids on Dawson's Creek, that girl Joey used to climb into his window.
Correct.
And then also on Clarissa Explains It All, her little friend used to climb in the window all the time.
That's Ferguson.
Windows, but everybody, felt like in the 80s and 90s, all these little girls had little window bench seats.
Yeah, right?
And I was jealous as hell. And somebody else called in saying that their first crush was Kurt Cameron, and she was, you know, a little kid. I wrote in a fan letter to Growing Pains when Leonardo DiCaprio was on there.
Oh,
I was probably 14 or 15. I'm old as hell. And I said, oh, I'm just trying to tell you. I didn't really, I kind of stopped watching Growing Pains, but now Leonardo DiCaprio's on there and he's so cute. Literally 14 years old, maybe 15. And he sent back a signed photograph.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to it. My stepmom probably
Holy moly.
She's dead now. And the other thing is, I had surgery last Thursday, something like that. they had put me under, so it was like a real surgery, even though it was an outpatient thing. And you know what? It was fine. It's fine. So let's call this the end of the curse, the end of the health crisis curse for all of our listeners. Nice. My heart goes out to the folks who have called in and the folks who haven't, who are dealing with such horrible things. This is it. Folks, we're going to be fine. Anyway, that's it. Windows, growing pains, surgery. That's my whole list. Bye.
Bye. I love that message. The end of the curse.
Windows, growing pains, surgery, curse. Like that she has those written down on like a sticky card. Okay, next message.
Hi, this is Madeline. I just listened to the last mailbag episode and I am a TV connoisseur, I think. It sounds like the shows she was watching were on Disney Channel, and I definitely believe it's the Torkelsons.
Yes!
And then the show that she was talking about with the two best friends was definitely Flash Forward. It starred Ben Foster, which he's been doing a lot of awesome movies, is a really good actor, and every single time he is in a movie, I'm like, oh my god, that's, you know, the kid from Flash Forward, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. But it sounds like these were the Disney Channel shows that were after school. So thank you so much. La la la. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, I watched Flash Forward.
I don't know if I
did
know
you
that. I'm Googling it.
I mean, it must have been his 90s, 95.
Okay, I'm looking at something that's not right.
Is it Flash here Forward? It is. One word.
Yeah. Okay. Here we are.
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that.
Neighbors, who are friends since birth, Tucker and Rebecca, and they, you know, go on adventures and stuff.
That sounds fun. No, I never watched that show.
Tuck and Becca.
Cute. Oh, okay, Tuck.
Yeah, it's fun. Yes, this is the Torkelsons.
I can't believe it.
I knew it.
Torkelsons talk.
Torkelsons.
That's our new podcast.
Torkelsons talk. I wonder if there's a Torkelsons podcast.
Torkelsons talk. Our new podcast is going to be Torkelsons talk, Torkelsons where we recap talk. Every episode of the Torkelsons.
Torque talk.
Talking with the Torques.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Sarah from Pittsburgh.
Hi.
I was the one that commented on Melissa's picture about your baby already walking. I can't believe it. And Lee Jordan commented on it. So now he follows me. It's very exciting stuff.
Ooh.
I'm calling about the Torkelsons because that just...
Torque talk.
Wow.
Yeah, torque talk.
That is so long. The one episode... is about the oldest sister going to the prom, and her mom buys a prom dress from Goodwill or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's a stained prom dress, and she reworked it. It looks awesome. The sister's so excited to go to the prom. And then I'm pretty sure the mean girl at school, like, her mom had sewn, like, a flower or something over the stained prom dress, like, where the stain was, and the mean girl, like, ripped it off. And she's like, I don't know when I made that dress. I knew it was stained. Like, childhood trauma flashback. And the other sister in that show, I'm pretty sure, is the friend in the Teen Witch movie that does the iconic rap battle scene. Definitely check out the Torkelses. It was a good one. All right, boing yo yoing.
Wait, I never saw Teen Witch.
Oh,
there's a rap battle scene.
Oh my god, yeah, it's like, what does she say? She's like, take back or something. She's top that. Yeah, take back,
take back.
Yeah, she goes like, top that.
Wow.
You should play it on. It's so good. I think also, is that Blake Lively's sister? Hold on.
Oh,
because I know her sister is in Teen Witch. Play a little bit of Top That. You're going to love it. You can dream up in your blue, but you will never
top that. Let's go back the other way.
No, just go up and then talk to him.
She joins in.
I'm so embarrassed. Look how funky he is. I will never be him.
You're fast forward a little bit. She joins in, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, stop that.
Yeah.
I don't really give up about trying to top that, top that, stop that. I wish you finally take a real look and really stop that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's this? Stop that. Big deal. Stop that. I don't really give up about trying to stop that.
Top that.
Big deal.
Stop that.
Unreal.
You can try until you blue.
I will make a fool of you. Top that.
They don't make movies like they used to.
Wow.
Yeah, take that, Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I never watched that movie.
I haven't in like years and years, or I've only seen clips of it. I honestly can't remember.
Top that. Yo, yeah. Top that.
Yo, top that.
I don't really give a
Yeah. Yeah, you can't swear on Disney.
Hi, this is Natalie, long time, first time.
Hello.
I was one of the people who actually watched the Torkelsons, and I had to pull over to talk about it, because I'm fun like that. So I was obsessed with the show when I was like 10, and it was about like this, they were all like Southern, and all the kids had names like Dorothy Jane, and like I think Ruth Ann or something like that. And I don't remember a single thing that happens in the show, just like the moon part.
Yeah, that's
and
all
then
I remember
the
too.
Next season, they changed it to Almost Home and like retooled the whole thing and like randomly got rid of some of the kids. And
oh my god!
The only thing that I remember about that one was that Brittany Murphy was in it. So if you want to look
what?
Up on it and just kind of see her when she was like little, or like I don't know, 14 or whatever. That's my Torkelson's knowledge. I'm fun at parties.
What? Wait, so Almost Home was only one season?
Seems like they just couldn't get the Torkelsons right.
Yeah, 1993. Huh. Almost Home. Top that.
Top
Millicent
that.
Millicent Torkelson is the mom.
I mean, it was doomed from the start.
Those
who,
names.
Who named this show? Millicent Torkelson. You're wild for that one.
Okay, next message.
Oh, okay. Hi, my name's Laura. I'm from Australia, but I live in London.
Hey,
I'm going to do a third back to like, I don't even know how many months ago when you were talking about Naked Attraction. And I meant to call in
Naked
so
attraction.
Long ago, but I didn't have international minutes on my phone. And then I just added them because I had to call my grandfather and wish him a happy birthday. Which means I can now also call you and tell you my story.
Wow. That's really so funny.
Out. I don't know why I didn't before. But anyway, for Naked Attraction, I watched one episode with my housemates. It's horrific.
Yes.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. And then like a month later, I went out to dinner. at this place where they do like a burlesque show as well.
Uh-huh.
And there was a burlesque dancer, a male burlesque dancer that came on. And we had our waitress, and I called her over and was like, look, I've got a really weird question, but the dancer here...
Oh, no.
Was he on Naked Attraction?
Oh, no.
And she was like, she was very professional about it. She was like, look, I'm really not sure. Let me see if I can go out the back later and ask him. And she came back like 20 minutes later and she was like, oh my gosh, he was.
That's so really funny.
In my life, I've seen one episode of this show. I've seen
it in the wild.
And then I go to this random dinner in London, has burlesque dancers, and I saw the guy that I had just seen on Naked Attraction.
That's really funny.
That's my story. I'm so sorry. I'm bringing in like a bringing back stories from yonks ago. That's it. Goodbye.
Wow, from down under to across the pond.
I love that she recognized him. She's wait a second.
That's so crazy. I feel like I wouldn't recognize random people from reality shows unless I it's Tom Sandoval.
That's really funny.
Okay, next. Massage.
Good morning, bimbos. This is Stacy from Wisconsin.
Good morning.
A couple things. So the Torkelson, I totally used to watch that show. I just remember that sitting in the window, and I wanted that window seat. I never got that window seat. But that's about as much as I remember from that show. I think the mom was kind of a lunatic, too. You know, I don't remember. Anyway.
Lunatic.
Also, I was just listening to your latest Bimbo News, and you're talking about kids sleeping over at people's houses and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm a 10-year-old boy. It never occurred to me, but I had a friend who's a seasoned mother, and she would ask her children, hey, did anybody take any pictures of you while you were there? Hey, did anybody change their clothes? Did the parents have any friends over?
Oh, like, that's smart. That's smart.
That like didn't sound like, did you get touched in the bad place?
Right.
You
know, like,
you've got some answers, so if like there's some pictures going on, then it's like, oh, all right. And like, why are you changing your clothes? You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid will give you a weird look, like, what are you talking about? No, none of that happened. But anyway, it's a good way to, like, see if something weird happened.
That's smart.
Even if you trust the parents. All right, you just don't know. Because, like you said, somebody could be over and be an icky guy or some girl or somebody touching kids. Anyway, also, Traitors. I love that show.
Yes.
And I think that Kate is going to win it all. That's just my opinion. But anyway, you guys have a great day. Thank you for making these 10-hour work days somewhat enjoyable here.
My God, long work day.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Did you finish the Traitors, right?
I didn't, but I know who wins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Did you watch the UK ones or the Australian one?
No.
Oh, they're good.
I should watch those. I heard they're good.
Okay. Last voicemail of the day.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Carson City, Brittany, but hoping to the latest mailbag. And you were asking if it's the Torkelsons or Allegra's window. All right, can I get a drum roll? Allie, Melissa, drum roll. And it's the Torkelsons.
Uh-huh.
Torkelsons talk.
Bye, guys. Love you.
That's it. It's officially the Torkelsons. It's funny that everyone remembers, like, I remember that window seat in the moon, but that's all I can remember. That's all I remember from it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Wow. We're going to have to track that down and watch an episode or something.
Yeah, because what actually happened in that show?
No idea. One knows. It's just a figment of all of our imaginations.
Wow.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Torkelson's Talk. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Torkelson Stenton.
Yeah. And that's all, folks. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.